Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Washington just released Shaka Toney. Not a shocker. He was their seventh round pick, remember, back in 2021. But he was suspended last year for a gambling violation, reinstated by the league last week. But they... released him today. You know, the last regime thought he had a lot of talent and thought there was a chance that he could develop into at least, at the very least, a situational third down pass rusher. But Shaka Toney released. Look, this is an area. They added Armstrong. They added Fowler Jr. During free agency. They added Cleveland Farrell. I almost forgot about him. I still wonder, and we won't know until we get into the next few months and certainly training camp, I wonder what Quinn thinks of KJ Henry and Andre Jones Jr. I'm just curious about those two players. I thought that Henry in particular showed some real quickness off the edge, and I thought Jones Jr. showed some real length and sort of, you know, ability to get to the quarterback in his limited time. I don't know. They brought F.A. Obada back, right? And so he's there with Armstrong, Fowler, and Farrell, and Henry, and Jones. I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody else, but I'm not going to be forgetting Shaka Toney anymore. They released Shaka Toney. Schefter's got some stuff that he just put out that I'll read to you here shortly. But Jaden Daniels was on a podcast with Shannon Sharp and Chad Johnson, as in Chad Ochocinco. Now, I've watched a bunch of the clips that are out there from this podcast, And it's a bit painful because they barely even let him speak. But Denton found a couple of areas where he spoke and cut up three different sound bites. This was Jaden Daniels on his playing weight, which always seems to be a topic when it comes to him at the next level.
Have you talked to any teams and have your trainer said, Jay, we probably need to put about 10, 15 pounds on you? Not right now, but through the process over the next year or so.
Yeah. Most definitely. Like, teams I talked to, it was like, what I played last year, I was like around like 205. So there was like, you know, we just gonna put on weight progressively, but we ain't gonna overload you. So, you know, right. your play start to digress.
So that was, I mean, I think we've heard that before. I think he jokingly said on, I forget what show it was. Maybe it was McAfee. No, it was one of the press conferences that he had, because I think this is the first actual media outside of press conference that he's done. The number one question asked about him is, can he put on more weight? This was him, again, with Chad Johnson and Shannon Sharp on their podcast, on the visits that he made to teams.
So how's the visits going? You go to these teams, you say you have 30 visits. I don't know if you take it all 30 of them. So when they get, walk our audience out, viewing audience and our listening audience through, what is it like for Jaden Daniels? Let's just say, okay, you went to Washington and New England, Arizona. Let's just take those three teams because they're in the top five. And what are they asking you to do? Are they asking you to diagram plays? They ask you, okay, what's this play? And what you did in college, what's that process like?
Man, it's kind of just like, you know, they want to kind of introduce you to the offense. Okay. You know, see, quiz you a little bit, get up and, you know, do a little cadence in there, learn more about yourself. That's kind of like on those visits, they want to learn more about the person. You know, they know about the football player, right? But they want to learn more about the person, like your background, where you come from. You know, how was you raised, stuff like that. So that's kind of what I've been getting. And then from there, they really want to see your football IQ. Like, what can you remember? It's kind of like they quiz you a little bit. So they just want to see if you're a smart football player, especially being a quarterback. You know, you got to have a high football IQ. So
absolutely,
that's stuff like that that I kind of did when I was on the visits.
There you go. He didn't get specific team by team, but that was his general answer to how those three visits go. By the way, for Shannon Sharp, the teams have top 30 visits. They get 30 players that they can come in to visit with them. And then there was a lot of discussion, you know, last week. There's been a lot of discussion about Antonio Pierce being on the staff at Arizona State when he was a player, being involved in the recruitment of Jaden Daniels to Arizona State. This idea that, you know, he'd love to play in Vegas and reunite with Antonio Pierce, but, you know, they don't have a top three pick. Here's what he said about his relationship with Antonio Pierce.
We're talking about the Raiders. AP was the DC when you was at Arizona State, and this would be an opportunity if you were, they made a move, because obviously you're not going to be there when they select, so they're going to have to jump over a lot of people to select you. Because you know what it's like. You know AP. You know how he is as a person. Mm-hmm. You know how he is as a coach. What would that be like to be reunited with a guy that you was with at Arizona State?
I don't know how they're gonna pull it off, but I mean, that's above my pay grade, man. But
yeah, I wouldn't do it. I ain't trading. Man, why would I give AP up that? You would trade for much of the quarterback, Jay.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
Man.
I ain't giving that up.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, just AP, man. AP, just as a human being, you know, he the right coach for that team. You know, just him and the intensity that it brings. You know, he challenged people. Yeah. He was challenging me at 18. So I know if I was to go to the Raiders, I'm not saying I'm going to go there or I want to go there. You know, mm-hmm. I want to go wherever my name called. But if I was to go to the Raiders, I know as soon as I step foot, he's going to challenge me. He don't care how high I was drafted, none of that. You know, he's going to challenge me every day.
Yeah, so that was him discussing Antonio Pierce. Man, Antonio Pierce is one of those guys that over the course of time, you hear people that have been around him that you never, ever hear anything other than how much everybody that's ever been around him understands that he was made to be a head coach. Chris Cooley, when he was named interim coach when they fired Josh McDaniel in the middle of the season or whenever that was. Cooley doesn't even pay that much attention, except on Sundays. He literally texted me that day and said, I promise you right now, mark this down, Antonio Pierce just got named interim head coach in Vegas. He will be the head coach. There is no doubt he will be the head coach. Anybody that played with him like Cooley did, anybody that was around him, they have always said incredible things about Antonio Pierce. And look, that team with Pierce played much better football, much more competitive football down the stretch. Actually, weren't they actually a little bit alive for a playoff spot down the stretch? Remember that Thursday night game when they destroyed the Chargers, Denton? They scored 60-something in that game.
Yeah, it was like 663. Once they when they beat Kansas City, they were still mathematically alive on Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they played – who did they play the next week? It was a big game for the wild card race. I'm pulling it up right now. He had Aiden O'Connell starting at quarterback, the Purdue quarterback. They played the Colts the following week. And they lost 23-20 on a field goal at the gun. 63, they lost to the Vikings at home 3-0 on December 10th. You know, I think it's one of the lowest scoring games of all time. 3-0. And the next week, they scored 63 points against the Chargers on Thursday Night Football. Then they went to Arrowhead and won with basically no offense, 20-14. And almost beat Indianapolis, and that would have been a four-game winning streak to end the season. But look, this is not free agency. There is not a choice for Jaden Daniels, and there, I think, is some recognition of that. So Schefter just put out a little while ago what he's hearing, intel, what Adam Schefter is hearing. It's a story, and there are several topics covered, including what the Commanders could be getting with a new quarterback. And he writes, Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback Jaden Daniels knows he's entering the draft, not free agency, which I just said, which is why he is ready to accept wherever he is selected and attempt to become the face of that franchise. While Daniels would have liked more face time with the Commanders officials during his visit last week, which included three of the other top quarterbacks in the class, the signs continue to point to Washington taking him at number two. The Commanders have been highly impressed with Daniels' abilities, Schefter writes, and they are not alone. One NFL head coach whose team is not in the quarterback market said he would take Daniels over Caleb Williams. quote, it's a no-brainer for me. Jaden looks like the best guy in this draft. Closed quote. That from an NFL head coach not in the quarterback category. Another head coach that Schefter talked to compared Daniels to Lamar Jackson and said, quote, if you pick Daniels, you're getting Lamar 2.0, but he's further along as a passer than Lamar was when he came out, the coach said. Closed quote. Washington is still going through the process. It's process, Schefter writes, but Daniels is the favorite to be its pick. So that was that. He also talked about the teams that have been fielding calls for a trade back or a trade up if you're behind Washington and New England. And he doesn't even mention Washington as part of this conversation. He writes, the Patriots, slated to pick number three, have been fielding calls from teams. Wait, did he write that Washington's been fielding calls from teams? He did not. The Cardinals. Okay, he had earlier talked about the Cardinals being open for business. So he writes, the Patriots, slated to pick number three, also have been fielding calls from teams. It would take a big offer for New England to move off that spot, knowing it needs to come out of round one with a quarterback. But the team has listened, and the Vikings, among others, have attempted to move up. Some around the league believe that if the Vikings can get as high as number three, their preference would be Drake May, who was coached in high school by new quarterbacks coach Josh McCown, which we've talked about, and we had Drake May's high school coach on Scott, Coach Scott, forgetting his last name. Sorry, Scott. I know Scott listens to the show, but he was on with us about a month ago. But yeah, right now, Schefter in the part of his story about the, you know, the Patriots trading up, moving back, doesn't mention anybody else. So there you go. Also, there are certain teams that maybe people haven't been thinking about drafting quarterback-wise. Dallas is one of them. I've read a lot, you know, here over the last couple of days, and maybe you guys have as well, that the Cowboys, especially with the Dak Prescott situation, could be in the quarterback market. But my God, they have to draft offensive linemen. I mean, how are you going to say to Dak Prescott, we're not giving you the contract extension, we need you to go out and win us a Super Bowl this year, and you basically lost a bunch of key people off your offensive line? You lost your center. You lost your starting left right tackle last year. I mean, who do they have left? Do they have Zach Martin left? Yeah, they have him. Do they have the kid from Tulsa that they drafted in the first round a few years ago, I think? But can you imagine if the Cowboys picked a quarterback, let's just say, somewhere on night two, like a Rattler or a Jordan Travis, somebody like him? And don't be surprised, Schefter writes, hold on, where is it? I had it here a second ago. He writes, the Seahawks will have additional insight into a few local prospects, including Michael Penix Jr. Seattle will have an intriguing decision to make if both are available when it comes up at, when their pick comes up at 16. If Penix Jr. is on the board and offensive lineman Troy Fatano is on the board as well. Both played with the Huskies, and both could potentially be first-round picks. It's interesting, Schefter writes, which one of the two they might be interested in. He writes, with regards to Penix, though, it should be pointed out that the Seahawks are high on quarterback Sam Howell, who they traded for. All right. John Keim was on my podcast over the weekend. You'll hear some of that next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We are also free and live on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.